Live from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's time for Live and Local. This has been previously recorded as we are currently covering the Senate impeachment hearings. But we are live at this moment as I'm talking to Dr. David Warren, who is the assistant professor at the Department of Neurological Sciences at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. His lab studies brain systems supporting cognition, especially memory, and there are numerous projects in his lab, and I want to get into depth about what it is he's doing and how it's going to help us, because someday it's going to. Dave, it's great to have you here. Come on up a little closer to the microphone.
Yeah, Mike, it's a thrill to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate you. So give me an overview of your lab, because you have multiple projects under your purview, right?
Yeah, we do. So, as you said, I'm an assistant professor at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in the Department of Neurological Sciences. And my lab studies brain systems related to memory and some of the neurological diseases that can impact those brain systems.
Including aging viewed as a disease, if you will, right?
That's right. So, in fact, one of the most common cognitive complaints associated with aging, the most common, is memory. So people's memory changes as they age. That's perfectly normal. If you don't remember things as well as you used to, or if you feel like that, that's normal. It turns out that, after about age 30, everybody's brain is changing a little bit over time, and we can't remember quite the way we used to when we were younger.
Sure, and I'll just mention this, but probably a topic for another time. Some would contend that marriage is also a cognitive disease that husbands just don't remember, but I digress.
I'm not going to comment on that, Mike.
That's fair enough. But seriously, though, can you talk about some of the nifty work you're doing? You just had some good news. You and I were just talking about, you had some good news about a grant for a study that you're doing now. It gets to reinforce a study that's been ongoing. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm thrilled. I'm a consultant on a grant that was just awarded to one of my colleagues, Nadia Perret, and a friend of hers at Brooklyn College, Laura Rabin. It's a grant that's going to look at how judgment changes in healthy aging and with disease processes like Alzheimer's. So judgment is an everyday skill that we have to exercise to make sure that we're making sound decisions about our finances, about our medical care. And if your judgment is changing, as it does in healthy aging or in Alzheimer's, that has an impact on your ability to function independently in the world.
Would that be indicative of something that is specifically striking the frontal lobe of the brain, or are there other areas of the brain that work with judgment as well?
That's a great question. The frontal lobes are critically important for a lot of decision-making functions. You're exactly right. In addition, your ability to bring what you know to bear, use your memory to help you exercise good judgment, is going to depend on other parts of the brain too, including the medial temporal lobes and the hippocampus. Those are going to interact with your frontal lobes to help you remember previous instances where you've exercised judgment and to help you then make good decisions based on that information.
Oh, sure. So the results of the last time a situation like this happened, i.e. you can make a decision based upon that. Got it. Okay.
Exactly right. And that's one of the things that we're really interested in my lab, is these interactions between the networks of brain regions that we think support these higher level kinds of cognition. So we can separate out how we think into different cognitive domains, memory, decision making, language. Each of those cognitive abilities is supported by, we think, a different functional brain network, and those networks have to talk to each other for us to perform complex cognitive functions. And so my lab studies that.
That's amazing. How many projects do you have going on in your lab right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. I tell you, the big ones, we probably have two or three big ones that I could maybe run through real briefly. Mm-hmm. We've got a new study that we're recruiting for that's very exciting. It's funded by the National Institute on Aging. This one is it's a slightly counterintuitive idea, but we're interested in Alzheimer's, and we're studying some of the genetic risk factors for Alzheimer's. We're looking at how those might bias you toward Alzheimer's in healthy developments. We're actually recruiting healthy kids. We're going to bring them in, do imaging with them, measure their cognitive abilities, and get a little bit of saliva so we can look at their genome, and we can extract from that genome a sort of a risk profile for that individual decades from now. Might influence their risk of developing Alzheimer's. We can see whether their brain is organizing differently early because of that genetic risk for Alzheimer's later.
Will that be like blind results, meaning is this something you would tell a 12-year-old type of thing that, you may be at risk for Alzheimer's, or is it something you just say, patient B, whoever they may be?
That's a really important question. These data will be de-identified. We won't be informing participants, and that's because the data that we're gathering now wouldn't have an impact. We don't expect it would have a significant impact on their cognition or anything like that for decades yet.
Sure.
And hopefully, you know, by the time today's children are facing the risk of something like a dementing disorder, hopefully medical science will advance to the point where we won't have to worry about it in the same way that we do now.
Well, we're coming down on time here, I could talk to you for hours. One of the things here, there's research opportunities. People can join your lab, is that correct?
Absolutely. We would love to have folks come in to contact us. We've got an email address, WNL, that's Warren Neuroscience Lab, WNL at UNMC.edu. Or you can call us at 402-559-3158. We would love to chat with you about research opportunities.
That's perfect. He's Dr. David Warren, Assistant Professor in the Department of Neurological Sciences at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. I thank you very much for joining me today. We now return to NPR programming.